Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I travel and I'm in different situations and different churches with different people and different ministries, and it, again and again I'm surprised at how disrespectful people are. And it's not my place to correct or say anything, but I know it's costing them. It's costing them in the anointing. It's costing them in the revelation, in the move of the Spirit. I can tell. I've gone to places where they act like they forgot you even came. No preparation. We'll take care of that. Somebody will do it. No biggie. Everything's no biggie. Well, in God, there are biggies. But so many folks are whatever, you know, just so loose. It's amazing how people just expect everything to happen. It has to be important to somebody. Somebody has to make it a priority. It has to be a big deal to somebody. And it's not just making a big deal out of church, a big deal out of people, a big deal out of service. It's making a big deal out of God. Because He is a big deal. The biggest. Do you think you and I could learn more about this? Do we need to learn more about it? Oh, you don't think, well, yeah, other people need to learn what I've learned. No, you need to learn. I need to learn much more about this. And it's tied directly to what God is able to do in our life, because who is He able to honor? Those that honor Him. What about those that honor Him more and greater? He can honor them more and greater. Thank you, Lord. Go with me to 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. 2 Timothy 3. He said, verse 1, you must understand this. In the last days there will be violent periods of time. People will be selfish and love money. This is 2 Timothy 3, 1. They'll brag and be arrogant and use abusive language. They'll curse their parents and show no gratitude. They'll have no respect for what is holy. Did you hear this? This is a sign of the times, isn't it? They'll have no respect for what is holy. They'll lack normal affection for their families. They'll refuse to make peace with anyone. They'll be slanderous, lack self-control, be brutal, and have no love for what is good. They'll be traitors. They'll be reckless and conceited. They'll love pleasure rather than God. They'll appear to have a godly life, but they'll not let its power change them. Stay away from such people. Does this describe characteristics we see in our generation? And can you see, even though it's every phrase is not saying the same thing, this lack of respect is a common theme throughout the whole thing. Cursing parents, that's lack of respect. Lack of normal affection for your family, lack of respect. Slanderous, that's lack of respect. Isn't it? Reckless and conceited, lack of respect. You know, showing respect and honor is shown big time in what you don't say and what you don't do. I've been in situations with pastors in meetings and ministers in meetings. And I'm there to speak. I've prayed. It's precious time. I'm not with you, though you're in good hands. And I'm taking precious time to come and be with them. And I've prayed and I've studied. And They let people come in when I'm trying minutes before the service and distract me and ask me all kind of questions and do all kind of things. And they let their kids do all kind of stuff. And you think, what? Why don't they see this? That this is costing them. And you see people in the middle of the service. I've seen the minister's kids get up and take their truck and go play trucks on the altar while he's preaching. And people just get up and do stuff and just no respect. No respect. And this is costing us. This is costing the church. Because if you don't respect him, you don't honor him, what's going to happen? You're not going to be honored. And one of the greatest honors, like we've already said, is his presence. Yeah. Is his presence manifested in our midst? Do we want his presence stronger, yes, greater? Yes. I'm telling you, God can come in this room right here.
Thank you, Master.
He could manifest himself to the point where you would lose track of what time and what continent you were on and didn't care. Do you know it? He could manifest himself on you and me until the heaviness of the glory of God saturated us, until every person in the building was healed and delivered and free and knew the plan of God before the service was over. Easy for him. And it's his will. What's hindering him? What's hindering him? One big hindrance is this lack of respect. Lack of respect. The scripture talks about this. We just got through reading a description of last day's generations. In Isaiah 3, you don't have to turn there, but in Isaiah 3, he mentions a curse on the people. He said, I'll give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them, and the people will be oppressed, and everyone by his neighbor, and the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. You can tell volumes about people by their children, because the children are a reflection of the parent. But the child just has not yet learned how to hide it. And that's what embarrasses the parent. Not that it's there, but that it wasn't hidden. It came out. Because they do the same thing at the house. So why don't you shocked and get upset then? Everything produces after its own kind. Everything. Everything. Parents, children, churches, and their ministers. I desire for you to grow in the honor and respect of the things of God. I know that starts with me. Did you hear? Because you are going to reflect what I hold up and what I am and what I do. And for you to come up, I got to come up. Y'all with me, friends?
Amen.
And this series, like we've said, it's not just for a few people that might have been disrespectful somewhere. All of us,
amen,
need to learn more about the glory of God and the honor of God and the respect of the things of God. All of us need to come up.
Amen.
All of us need to come up.
Amen.
Years ago, Phyllis and I were out at this event and there was some eating going on and some things. And this mother yells out from the total other side of the room that was large to her kids that were over on the other side, and the kids were noisy and cutting up. And she yells out, you kids be quiet and show some respect. I shouldn't be able to hear you all the way over here. Uh-huh. And everybody in the place heard her. Where did the kids get it? But what's the problem? She doesn't see it. See, the stuff that's really eating our lunch, so to speak, is the stuff we don't see. Do you want to see it? Will you receive it? Because a lot of people just get mad. They just get upset. Don't tell me how to raise my kids. Tell me. I'll have you know. And I'll have you know. You haven't nearly arrived in this, nor have I. In order to grow, we're going to need to have our eyes opened to see where we've been being disrespectful. We got to see it before we can deal with it. True or not? If you don't see it, you're going to just keep doing it. You don't, not even aware of it. No. Thank God. He loves us. We're His kids. And He wants to reproduce Himself in us after His kind. And He is honor personified. He is honor. And He's already put it in us. And all we got to do is quit yielding to the other stuff and yield to this and let it grow in us. Let it develop in us. Now, before we talk much more about what honor is, respect really is, let me touch a little bit on what it's not. Can you take some?
Yeah.
Matthew 15. The Lord said, "Where's my honor?" And you'll find that with so many situations and people, the honor is either just not there at all, or it's simply lip service. It's empty words. And with a lot of people, all they know about honor is, "I honor you, I respect you," talk, words. Listen to this passage, Matthew 15, verse 4. Jesus said, "God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. And he that curses father or mother, let him die the death." Do you know what the penalty for disrespect was under the law? Death. But you say, "Whosoever shall say to his father, it's a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by me." Now here, Jesus interprets honor your father and mother as doing something for them materially. Materially.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me.